When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's, well, let's see. May the 4th be with you. Almost Cinco de Mayo and opening day of boating season weekend edition of Animal World. I hope I didn't forget anything, but hey, we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream and the fastest way is to go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and stories and photos and stuff. No alerts this week we have to tell you about, which is good. But, some really tearjerker stories, some really sensitive kitty stories and up there this week. And, gosh, it is the first Sunday of May. And, well, it's not May Day. We passed that this week, and I
actually
think it was a pretty beautiful. Or is it? Well, wait a minute.
I am going through because you're naming off all the holidays for today and things we're celebrating, and I pulled up a little list of all the things that are going on. Today is May Day for Mutt's Day, and
well,
it's a day where
that?
You encourages adoption procedures from animal shelters to give more of these, you know, mutts or mixed breeds a home.
Well, how cool. How cool.
So we did get a little bit of a May Day today.
Just in case you don't know who that is.
Yeah,
Animal World's production engineer is here and ready to go, and that would be Nathan Miller. And good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha.
So May Day for Mutts Day, huh?
May Day for Mutts.
Okay. Well, that certainly works for Animal World. May Day for Mutts. Hey, very good. I wonder if they know that. I know there's an adoption event in Seattle today that, I don't know. That's the first time I'd heard May Day for Mutts. I've never heard that before.
Well, you'll be surprised at what you can come up with when you see, like, all the full list of national holidays for today. Like, we're also celebrating, of course, Star Wars Day, May the 4th. And then it's also...
Yeah, that's the May the 4th be with you.
Yep,
I'm not
May
a Star Wars...
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, I'm not a Trekker, but, you know...
Yeah, but we also see things like it's National Orange Juice Day. So as you're waking up with Animal World, grab yourself a nice cup of orange juice. And let's see what else we got here. Oh, not too much. It's a Rhode Island Independence Day. And World
Yeah,
Give Day.
I think we go with May Day for Mutts.
Yes.
That's the winner. That's the winner.
Yeah. Oranges and Mutts. Because National Candied Orange Peel Day is also one of today's observances,
too. That reminds me. My big thing that's happened this week up here in my neighborhood. Spring has officially sprung.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told you about it, and I know we talked about it last year. But there's one thing that happens in the neighborhood that's it. Spring is here. Woohoo! Do you remember what that is, Nathan?
Oh, well, I know for me it's when you smell the rain, but I'm going to guess when your flowers start blooming and you see your nice orange, flowery petals out there or hummingbirds?
Well, you're right. That has to do with flowers and the orange, which is why I mentioned it then. You know that when I'm out between Monroe and Salton, but closer to Salton. So whenever I go anywhere, I'm headed west. And I go in the old highway, the, you know, back roads. I don't take highway 2. And so I go down Old Owen Road and, you know, it's all pasture land and all of this. Well, you know, a mile or two down the road, I come around a bend and it's all pasture land out there in a house, hit or miss here. But, you know, your typical country landscape, beautiful pasture. And out in the middle of nowhere, this pasture. There are spread out over maybe, oh, a quarter of an acre area, or maybe a little less than that. There are 8 orange,
tulips?
I'm spacing the name. Not azaleas.
Ah.
Orange azaleas. Okay. And it's just, they don't belong there. It obviously, at some point, it was the yard, and the house that's there, but the whole thing got turned into pasture or something. But anyway, there's these 8 orange azaleas out in the middle of the pasture, but they take care of them. They mow around them, you know, and they mow the hay and all that kind of stuff. And so they've been there as long as I've been out here, I mean, for decades. And but when I come around the corner and I see that burst of those, you know, those azaleas, that means spring has sprung. And they started, I could just see some orange starting last Tuesday, a little more definite orange on Wednesday, and then by yesterday, almost all of them were in full bloom. Not quite, you know, the smaller ones are still gone. But anyway, the azaleas are blooming, so spring is here in the Sky Valley, and it is my, I think I've decided it really is my favorite season. Although it's a little hard to keep up with grass because it's growing. Gosh, it's nice to have a little more consistent warm weather, and we had a lot of sunshine this week. I think we've got a lot of sunshine coming up this week, and I think we're looking at our warmest day of the year coming up, aren't we, Nathan?
It could very well be, and that day is looking like it'll be on Tuesday, seeing a high just around the mid-70s at 76 degrees. Depending on where you are, it could be a little bit cooler or warmer, but Wednesday, maybe a little pop-up shower might appear someplace. Not really easy to tell where that would be, but just be on the ready just in case on Wednesday that there might be a little bit of a shower, but that won't last long. And otherwise, every day from here on out for the remainder of the week, looking at mostly sunny skies ahead of us.
Well, when I watched the news last night in the weather report, they did mention for Tuesday, there was the possibility that it could even hit 80.
It could,
so,
yeah.
They're expecting warm weather on Tuesday. Now, it's a little too warm for me. It's a little too early for that. But, oh, you know, and the other big news, hot news. I don't know if you remember, but and we weren't here this last week, but I've been really perplexed by the hummingbirds and their schedule. And they came really early and then disappeared, and they've been gone for weeks. Well, the hummingbirds came back. They also came back on Tuesday. And so I guess that, you know, Natasha was correct in her timing, that saying that they were just kind of discombobulated, but that things were probably happening early, and that's what I suspected. My Rufus are back, haven't seen babies yet, but I'm sure they're feeding babies now. But this is so early because they arrived early, because they usually don't come in until about now is when the Rufuses would be showing up. But they've already been here and been gone for a few weeks and been nesting, I think, and are probably raising babies now. So I'm wondering, I'm thinking maybe it'll be a 2-batch year, that maybe they'll, you know, have babies and maybe then have babies again, which can happen. So they didn't disappear forever. They did show back up, so they must have been out on their nesting cycle, and it's just happening way early this year. The other things we got to keep in mind here before we officially start the show, I just got to say weather related, is, you know, it's now being pretty consistently warm. And when it's consistently above 50, which it is now, that's when all the larvae and stuff start hatching outside. So if you've had fleas in your environment previously in last year, then now would be the time that things will start hatching in the yard, the grass and ground. So if you got indoor, outdoor animals, dogs, cats, it's time to flea comb a bit and checking to be sure that you don't get a flea infestation started. Or if you use you know, monthly or whatever flea repellents on your animals, then and you stop it for the winter, now would be the time to start up again, because we have to pay attention for that. And the other thing you just want to keep in mind, when, you know, 70 degree day, if you leave your car in the sun, even if the windows are partially open, only takes 10 minutes to heat up hot enough to cook your dog or your kid and all of that. So it's time to pay attention again as to whether or not you take your animals and little kids with you in the car, and where you leave your car and who you leave inside, and paying attention. So just realize that's what we got to start paying attention to.
And if you're wondering where those closer to 80-degree temperatures will be, taking a look around the map here, it seems like it'll be kind of around the Redmond and the Kent Valley. So anywhere between there on the east side is where you're probably going to have the warmest temperatures on Tuesday.
Oh, well, that makes sense. All right, so maybe I won't get too overheated.
Not for you.
Good. Okay. Well, that sounds reasonable. All right. Well, I definitely have to officially get the show started. But I, we just got good news all around, I think, today, and we're going to take advantage of that. I am so happy. There is animal TV these days, and Saturday evenings, they are binging Jackson Galaxy's My Cat from Hell shows on Animal Planet. And oh my gosh, he is just the absolutely best cat behaviorist on the planet. The guy is so good, and he just works miracles, and I adore watching his shows. If you really want some great animal TV, and if you love cats and want to learn, even if you don't like cats, you'd probably enjoy the show. He is so good. But it is just wonderful, and I could just watch these shows over and over and over again. And like I said, they're binging and with new ones occasionally, because the new season's begun, and that would be Saturdays on Animal Planet. And then the really big stuff, Nathan. And, you know, I had a little revelation last night, I think. You're our baseball guy.
I am.
And so we get the Mariners report.
Oh, boy, is it going to be a good one?
But seems to me, Nathan, and you tell me about this timing. I think, you know, we've always have a little some trouble because the Mariners, you know, they always kind of start out good and then they tank, and, you know, and it just, anyway, it hasn't been very good. And they weren't doing very good. They weren't doing as good with on all of that. But then something amazing happened. Bigfoot came along. And I think once Bigfoot came along, I'm thinking that Bigfoot is a lucky charm.
Well, I gotta say
that. Because I think once Bigfoot came along, Bigfoot starts stomping around while the Mariners started winning. And my gosh, Nathan, what's up?
You know, I was actually just thinking about it the other day that every game I've been doing to Bigfoot at, the Mariners have won that game. And I actually need to check because there is one game I couldn't make it to. I'm curious if they made it. If they won that game, so I'm pulling up the schedule right now.
I think they lost, because I remember a game when I knew you weren't there and they lost. And I thought, well, that's okay, because Martin, yeah. But anyway, I think Bigfoot is a good luck charm for the Mariners now. And, of course, for any of you, if you don't know, Nathan is Bigfoot for Miller Lite. And where you can be found in the beer gardens before the games, some games, right?
Okay, so the Mariners did win that game. I wasn't at there still. But every Sunday game, at least that I could potentially be Bigfooting, or I'm scheduled to, They have one so far, so all that stuff is good. But yeah, what I'm doing is I'm dressing up as Bigfoot with a Miller Lite baseball jersey over it, and this is all to help promote Miller Lite, and we're creating a bunch of social media content. So right now, if you wanted to see some of that social media content, you would go to the Movin 92.5 Facebook or Instagram pages, which is one of our sister stations here as part of Hubbard Radio Seattle. And then later down the road during the summer, we're going to be putting some stuff onto the Miller Lite Facebook and Instagram pages. And just keep your eye peeled for when those happen, and you'll see more Bigfoot things going on.
Yeah, yeah. So you got this big old, yeah, you look great as Bigfoot. But the Mariners, Nathan, aren't they like in first place?
They are in first place in the AL West. And then let me just go to the MLB standings for 2025 and pulling that up. And it looks like right now the actual first place team for the American League, surprise, is the Detroit Tigers. They've won 21 games, and just behind them is the Seattle Mariners with 20.
Huh.
And then the next closest teams would be the New York Yankees and Cleveland Guardians. They each have 19 wins. So,
well, they just better keep Bigfoot going, because I think you're the good luck charm that's gotten them doing so well. And we'll have to see if they can maintain.
And across all of MLB, including the National League, I believe they're fourth place, just sitting behind the Tigers, the Mets, the Cubs, and the Dodgers. So fifth place. Well, I guess the Padres and Giants are still ahead, so we're going to put them down to seventh place. But still, very high up.
All right. Well, I think the last thing in the sports department, and the other good news for those that care about it, Stacy isn't here. Stacy Buck, our call screener, isn't in on the first Sundays. So we can't ask her, but she's kind of our women's sports gal, you know, because she's a golfer, and then she's really into the Storm, the women's basketball. But I don't know if she does other sports, Nathan, because, you know, there was another big sports thing this week. Did we not get a women's hockey team?
Oh, that is some news to me.
Yeah. You didn't know that? Okay. Well, guess
I'm just
what?
Not into we hockey in general, so whatever happens among that, I don't even know what's going on.
Right.
In the
well,
Stanley
I'm not
Cup.
Either, but yeah, you know, I don't know. Things cross my, you know, I just, whatever I need to know. But anyway, we now have a women's hockey team in Seattle. Doesn't have a name yet, and oh gosh, they were in the interview I saw, they were thinking about a name that I can't remember what it was, but it was like, oh, and I wasn't sure if that, but anyway, I'll see if it comes back to me. I'll let you know. But anyway, let's see. Before we get started, it's the first Sunday of May. So that means it's the first Sunday of the month, and it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check in with all our regulars today. We'll start with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland towards the bottom of the hour, and then Help Animals India, animals24-7.org, and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, as usual. And but we've got to get the show officially started, and I do that by starting with some prayers and affirmations. We'll do that, and we'll take care of advertisers, and then we will get going with the show today. So if you haven't joined me, I do start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And we start with a little St. Francis prayers, you know, for the one for the animal, for our animal friends, one for us human animals, and because it's Sunday and I can. So then we got a pile of affirmations that have been chosen for their life-altering potential. And here we go. And participating in this part of the show is optional on your part. It's not like getting on the love train and dancing at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but here you can opt out. Let's see. Tsunami, you're right. Nathan's typing into me. He said, is it the name's Vam? Seattle Tsunami. That's the one. That was the top choice in the interview that I saw. But it's not official. And I was thinking, do I? Yeah, well, you know, that kind of sounded good to me. But anyway, so yeah, Seattle Tsunami is. I don't like Seattle Vamps. I don't know where that came from.
That's
like
a historical that. One back when it had a team, however many so years ago.
Yep. Nope. Tsunami. Seattle Tsunami. That's the name that I heard. Okay. All right. Thank you on that. All right. Back to back to officially starting the show. All right. I think we are ready now. And just know that it's optional if you want to say the prayers and the affirmations along with me. Great. If you don't, you can tune out. That's just fine. It's totally up to you. I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now, our prayer for us human animals is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. Now we go to our pile of affirmations here, each contributed by some member of our animal family here or far because of their life-altering potential. The first one here came from my spiritual family assignment to me. Say this three times a day, once a day for a week, see what happens, changed my life, and that's why we include it here. I say each of these affirmations three times, and you're welcome to join me. And I know a lot of you do. So here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second one comes from Linda Rasmussen, one of our guests next week for our healing show. And, you know, when she works with one of you human animals, she gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this came from, and it proved to be so amazingly life-altering that we include it here three times. And when I say abundance, imagine the type of abundance you need to and want to attract into your life at this time. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All right. Affirmation number three comes from my spiritual family, Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. And this is the one I use. Try to keep me in the right energy to go out in the world. I do this for my animals as well. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this one comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator, medium, personal awareness coach. And I do this for my animals as well to try to keep us in harmony with the energies these days, which is a challenge, I'll tell you. All right, here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, now we conclude the longer affirmations here with the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this one as much around the country as around the world these days. So here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And now, to set this energy in for the day and the week and make sure we are all spiritualized up, Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part, crush your hands over your heart and your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. Alrighty, we are all spiritualized up and ready to go. Let's take care of our advertisers. We will come back and get to Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen, and she and brother, Dr. Nels, will be with us next week for our healing show. But you can work with Linda off the air for the bioenergetic synchronization technique. She can work with you in person at her office, which is in the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely like we do on the air, and that is so easy to do. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. You can check her out at her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com, or give her a call or text her at this number if you'd like a free session. And if she's worked with you on the air, that doesn't count. This is for new clients in person or remote, but not doesn't count if she's worked with you on the air. So the number to call or text is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And our incredible premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton, is available for new clients, and you can see her in the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home in Shoreline. So easy access, lots of parking, and oh, what a gift to be in the sound room for the gongs and the chimes and forks, and she does incredibly powerful but non-invasive chiropractic. She does needles for acupuncture, but the acutonic forks, I think, are so much more powerful, and I just love that. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then. It is time, but I think before we actually begin, I'm just going to say the sun came out. We were just seeing clouds here at my house and down there, but just in the last few minutes here, the clouds have parted and there's blue sky. Looks really nice, but it hasn't warmed up sufficiently yet, so I think it's okay to hang with Animal World before you go out. Work in the yard, whatever you want to do this afternoon. Anyway, it is now time to begin Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And traditionally, we kick that off on the first Sunday of the month with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And joining us, as always, is Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, you guys, the sunshine out at your house, Marilyn?
It is. I see blue sky and sunshine.
All right. So for anybody that doesn't know, give us the lowdown on Meow Cat Rescue. What are you guys all about?
We, Meow Cat Rescue, are a 501c3 nonprofit animal shelter rescue organization. We are located in Kirkland. We're in the Houghton area. We have on-site cats and kittens. We have in foster cats and kittens, and we have a couple of dogs in foster as well.
Yep. So just because it's Meow Cat Rescue, you don't just do cats. You do sometimes have dogs, but they're not in the shelter. They're in foster. But at the present time, you said you only have a couple of them.
Right.
And okay. Before we continue
now, Nathan, you want to interrupt here, it looks like.
Yeah,
here.
Marilyn, can you switch your phone real quick so it's either on or off speaker, whatever it is, just switch it to the other one.
Okay. Okay, how's that?
That's better.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that totally changed it. I didn't notice that there was an issue, but I guess that's why Nathan earns the big bucks and he's in charge. Yeah, oh, yeah, much better. Your voice is much clearer. Okay, yeah, that made a huge difference. So were you on speaker before, Marilyn?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Some, if you put it on speaker, sometimes that doesn't come through as well. Okay. Anyway, some dogs in foster, but only a couple at this time. And, you know, if you want to know what's in the shelter, who's available, you can always go to the Meow Cat Rescue website, which is Meow, M-E-O-W, meowcatrescue.org. And I think, Marilyn, when you're there, what you either click on available cats and kittens or available dogs, you know, and then you get to see what you guys have, right?
Right. And you need to page down, probably about halfway down on our main page, to find it available dogs and cats.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So how are things in general at Meow now, the first Sunday in May? Are you guys up to your eyeballs, or, you know?
We are up to our eyeballs. It's luckily adoptions have been great because the need is great. And we're taking in moms and babies, just so many. And usually this doesn't really start happening until the end of May, but it's been going on since early March. So it's very, very busy.
Well, and yeah, it seems like things have been happening earlier this year. You know, I mean, the Rufus hummingbirds came early. They left early. They're now back early after nesting. I mean, I'm just kind of blown away. But it sounds like the cats are starting early, too. And so you're having, like, just tons of moms and babies and all of that. Now, I'm curious.
Yeah.
When you talk about, you know, the lot of moms and kittens and stuff like that, where are all these cats coming from, Marilyn? Are they just, are they ferals? Are they strays? Mm-hmm. Are they just people that didn't get their animals spayed or neutered and they have pregnant or cats? Where do they come from?
It's all of the above. And honestly, I think the last couple months, the lion's share has been people who haven't had their cats spayed and neutered. And that's,
wow.
It's bringing us to our knees, honestly. Our phone just rings and rings where people didn't have their cat spayed, and now she's got kittens. That's mainly where we're getting our kittens and cats right now.
You know, I just wonder, I mean, how many decades have we been at this, Marilyn?
I don't know.
I mean, how feral cat spay and neuter project, that's been around for quite a long time in our area. And I would say it's been more like decades than years.
Well, it has. And spays and neuters,
you know,
are
so
very...
we got them going. We got all all the no-kill shelters and all of this and spaying and neutering. Now, I know one of the problems I think that contributes is, of course, the astronomical cost of veterinary medicine these days. Now, the cost of spay and neuter surgery. It is particularly bothersome to me because I'm a retired vet tech and I worked in veterinary medicine for almost 20 years. And I know how simple spays and neuters are.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars is absolutely the most ridiculous thing in the world. But it's kind of state of the art because everything's too expensive and all of that sort of stuff. But I think that might have something to do with it. But wouldn't you think after all these years of all the efforts to spay and neuter and all of the shelters now spay and neuter when, you know, kittens and puppies are puppies and kittens so that people can't be irresponsible. You know, they have to be spayed and neutered before they're adopted. Why haven't we made a dent?
I don't know, but I would, I mean, I could not.
You don't have all the answers, Marilyn?
I don't, but what I really do want to point out is there are options for people. Like Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project up in Linwood, they do low-cost spays and neuters. I think a neuter is $40, or it's around $40. And then there's an organization called South County Cats. They're down in the, you know, South County. They do the same thing. So honestly, there are a lot of resources for people for spays and neuters.
Okay, so that's good to know. People know that if they have a cat, needs to be spayed or neutered, they don't necessarily have to pay the full price. you know, at a veterinary hospital, there are places. So can anybody go to the feral cat spay and neuter clinic?
Yes, anybody. Anybody.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So it doesn't. It used to be that they just did spays and neuters for like shelters and that sort of thing. I didn't think that the general public could just go there, but they can now, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
And there are, you know, there are lower cost spay and neuter clinics around, and some other programs. But you know, spay and neuter clinic, if that's open and anybody can use that, gosh, there's no excuse to not get your cat spayed and neutered.
I have to agree with that. And it's not complicated.
But even so, with all of this available, you're saying that it's worse than ever. No, you're overwhelmed. You're up to your eyeballs early this year.
We were talking the other day, and none of us can remember a year as busy as this one already is.
Wow.
So it's kind of unsettling, because we're having to turn cats and kittens away every day now because we're full.
Man, Well, and I encountered something similar this last couple of weeks, because I got approached by all kinds of people, and it's got to be something special about these dogs. But a couple of German Shepherds, middle-aged, whose dad died of cancer and mom had to go somewhere, and you know they need a home anyway. So I got pulled in, and we've been trying to find a place for these dogs and to keep them together and get them rehomed and all of that. But Marilyn, and I'm assuming I'm bringing this up because I think it sounds like it's the same for cats. It's just nobody has room for animals and nobody can take them. And it's like, we have so many rescues and shelters and all over the place. And I think our area is better. I think we're better in the Northwest here and right in our greater Seattle area. I think we're kind of better and more responsible than a lot of places in the country, but there's just nobody has any room. And that, so it's very challenging for people now.
It's very,
you know, when they need help.
We actually have other shelters reaching out to us because they're full. I mean, it's scary and it's unsettling and it's really sad.
All right, so we've got to take care of advertisers. We're going to do that. But we're just going to sit in this energy. I know it's not real comfortable right now because, you know, they're overwhelmed and there's no room and they're turning down all this. So let's sit with that energy. We'll take care of our advertisers and we'll come back and then find out what could we do to help? I mean, do we donate more money? Maybe do we need more foster help for you guys? Or let's talk about what little part we could play in making this a little easier for Meow. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful Nupro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NupproSupplements.com. Check them out online and find out all about the great supplements they have for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins. And I'm using my Nupro Nuggets now because my Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks has been a little picky about her food. So I sprinkle on her little Nupro Nuggets and then she gobbles it right up. And their dog supplement, oh gosh, wonderful. If you've got dog hair all over your house, if you've got a shedding breed, get them on the Nupro supplement. The hair stays on their body until you brush it off. It's really amazing. Seriously cuts down on shedding. So Nupro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And then, of course, remember that I'm not just here on Sundays doing radio. I am also an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. And I work with people privately in their homes to help understand the dog friends, get problems under control really fast. And if you or anyone you know has problems with their dog friends, I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So I'm going to give you my phone number. Please write it down. Pass it out to anybody you know that needs help with their dogs, and know that I usually only have to see people once. Now it's a marathon session, but holy moly, do we transform dogs. Sometimes it's absolutely magical. Please take my number, pass it out to anybody who needs help with their dogs. Tell them I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. And my number to call is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. 7258. All righty then. We are getting back to Meow Cat Rescue. Marilyn's with us. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Good morning.
So, is there anything we need to put on any pleas? Would more foster families help? Do we need people adopting more cats? I mean, how can we help?
Well, I think the foundation of the problem is unspayed and unneutered cats in our community. So I think the best thing we can do is educate people and let them know they don't have to go to the vet and pay an astronomical fee to have their pets spayed and neutered. I will send you some information. Maybe you could put it on your website.
Sure, current events, yeah.
Yeah, the Feral Cat, they are open to the public. There's another one in South County. They do the same thing. And,
wonderful. Okay. So that's the best thing we can do is spread the word to people we know that have cats that need to be spayed and neutered, where to do it for cheap.
Please.
Excellent.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Okay. So anything going on with Meow these days that we need to know about?
Well, we're getting ready for our fundraiser auction that's coming up next month. It's June 21st.
That's Fine Wines and Felines. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Okay, and that comes up fine wines and felines. I haven't gotten an official notice about that. I'm going to have to go to the website or something so I can get that up on current events. Fine wines and felines. This year is June 21st. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
You said? All right. And so that looks like that is a Saturday, the day after my birthday. Let's see. So June 21st, and where is it going to be located this year?
It's going to be at the University of Washington Cascadia College in Bothell, just right off of 522.
And I think you've done it there before, right?
Yeah, last year we did it there. It was our first time.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was great. It was really great. So,
yeah, so this is the UW campus in Bothell, but so that means easy access and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about it last year. After that, it was a good venue and it went really well.
It was a great venue and it went really, really well, and we liked it so much that we're going to do it again there.
Sounds good. So now it's June 21st. What are the hours? What time does it start?
The auction begins, I think. I will have to look at it at 5:30. And all the information is on our website. And I apologize. I thought I sent that to you a couple weeks ago, but maybe I didn't. But I will resend it.
Okay, excellent, excellent. But so traditionally, is it a live? Well, there's a silent auction usually to start with, and dinner, and a live auction. Is that what still happens at Fine Wines and Felines?
Yeah. So even though the auction is June 21st, we have silent online bidding that will start probably a couple weeks before the auction. So you can bid on things from the comfort of your home, which is really nice.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like
yeah,
being on
now
Amazon
with all the technology.
Something. Yeah.
Super.
So you can look around on there and you don't even have to, you know, leave the comfort of your home, and you can bid on items that way for, I think, at least 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, let's plan then, because we'll talk to you again the first Sunday of June. Let's make sure, Marilyn, that when we talk the first Sunday of June, that you know the schedule, that when the silent auction is going to start online, so we can give our listeners the lowdown and they can get a early start on all the good stuff. I know I still have great stuff around my house that I've gotten, you know, that I got at Fine Wines and Felines, you know, at auctions in years past, or, you know, other fundraisers. There's usually lots of great stuff at these fundraisers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is.
And they're great fun, too. So we'll have more details for you the first Sunday of June, but you can mark your calendars. Are tickets on sale now, Marilyn?
They are.
Okay.
Tickets are on sale.
All right, and so you could go to meowcatrescue.org, and we would find the information on the website, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. meowcatrescue.org. And that's where you can find details. Now, we haven't mentioned it, so we should. Shelter is open for people to come and meet kitties and adoptions now 4 days a week. And isn't it, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m.? Is that still correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So that means today, folks, if anybody out there, you're thinking about adding a cat or kittens to your household, you could go down this afternoon after the show. They are in the Houghton Plaza, where the PCC used to be. And a lot of times the moms and babies or babies are in foster care and aren't in the shelter yet, because they have to be old enough to be spayed and neutered, old enough and large enough to be spayed and neutered and get all the stuff that they need. But I'm assuming since you're saying, Marilyn, you guys are so overwhelmed and it's starting so early, you have got to have a lot of cats and kittens available at the shelter these days, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We've had a busy week. When I left yesterday, we still had a couple groups of kittens left that are available for adoption. And then they're coming in every week from foster care. So we will have kittens every weekend, guaranteed, every weekend.
Right. Because it sounds like you got a boatload of these babies in foster mm-hmm. homes. And like yeah. I said, once they're old enough and large enough to spay and neuter, once that's done, then they can come into the shelter to find their forever homes. So that's usually, you know, by about around 4 months of age, 4 or 5 months that they come in.
Actually, the ones we have at the shelter are 3.5 months old. So, that's about as young as you will see kittens at our shelter, and probably any shelter for that matter.
Right, because of them having to be old enough and weigh enough to have the surgery, and which mm-hmm. you guys just really don't have any choice, even with all the work and doing this, as we've talked about earlier today, still up to our eyeballs and unwanted cats and kittens, and the shelters mm-hmm. are overwhelmed, and Marilyn says they're turning down cats, kittens every day. And that just is so sad. But a lot of people think that they want a really young kitten. But I used to think that, too. But I have to say what I've learned over the years is that just a slightly older kitty, about the kitten, about the age that you can adopt from Meow, is really ideal. Because they've learned a lot from their time in foster and with their siblings and mom, and they've learned all cat stuff. Their personality is a little more developed. You can get a much better idea of who they are and do they have the kind of personality that you want. Because sometimes they're lap cats and sometimes there's bounce off the wall cats, you know, and everything in between. And so you can make a better choice for your lifestyle and the kind of kitty that you want if they're slightly older. And I think they adjust better. Anybody in particular, cats or kittens, Marilyn, that you'd like to mention, special attention mm-hmm. that need homes?
Yeah, we have one kitty that is near and dear to my heart. He's a Siamese, with the bluest eyes you've ever seen, and they're slightly crossed. And he's 8 years old, and his name is Dizzy, because he kind of has a hard time maneuvering around, because I don't know how his vision actually is, but he's a doll. He's just a doll, and he loves other cats, and he's available.
All right, so Siamese, really blue eyes, but on the cross side, and that might have a little issue with visual things, but his name is Dizzy, and he has a special place in Marilyn's heart. So if that strikes a place in your heart, could people go to meowcatrescue.org and click on available cats and kittens? Would they be able to see Dizzy online?
Yes, I put him online yesterday, so he's there for everybody to see.
Okay, so you go to meowcatrescue.org, scroll down, click on available cats and kittens, and you will find Dizzy. Because Marilyn posted him, you know, got him up there yesterday. So, and then they're open from 1 to 5 this afternoon. But I believe you can start the adoption process online, right?
Yeah, you can fill out the application at home and bring it in. Or you can fill it out and email it in. Or you can come in and fill one out. So whatever works for you works for us.
All right, that sounds good. And so you can head on over. 1 to 5 this afternoon, and every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. Mark your calendars for Fine Wines and Felines on June 21st, and that the silent auction will start ahead of time, but we'll have all the details for you the first Sunday of June. But you can find out now or anytime by going to the Meow Cat Rescue website, and address pretty simple, meowcatrescue.org. All righty, Marilyn, thanks so much for catching us up, and let's hope that things slow down a bit on all those cats and kittens so we can find more of them homes. And I hope you have a very very productive month and move lots of cats and kitties into fabulous homes. And we'll talk to you again the first Sunday of June.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. God bless. Thanks, Marilyn. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. It is time to wrap up hour number one and fire up the love train. Hour number two, we will be talking to Eileen Weintraub from Help Animals India, as usual. And then we've got Merritt and Beth and animals24-7.org in the 11 o'clock hour and the Ananda Institute to close us out. Know that you don't get to opt out on this part. Dancing is required. So, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train and, I'll come through and pick you up. And we got to send the love all over the world. You know, we got Europe and Ukraine and we've got the Middle East and all of that. But now we have, a battle going on here in our country. And if you aren't aware that we have an authoritarian takeover happening as we speak, this is your wake-up call from Aunt Martha. I'm going to be sending a wake-up call as well as the love all over the country, all over the world. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.